the interesting stories, I think, of Qualcomm is the fact that you have all of this cash on the balance sheet, but much of it is overseas. Qualcomm has $31 billion in cash.
Roughly.
$28 billion of which is overseas.
It's a little bit different mix, but it's a significant amount offshore.
So what would it take to bring that money back to America in terms of tax reform? I was also interested to learn that you actually did take out a credit line just recently. I assume you're borrowing money because interest rates are so low, even though you've got this $31 billion in cash.
It's a strange system, actually. What we have, the tax incentives now for a corporation, it's actually easier, or there's an incentive to invest outside of the United States because of the way the tax system works. So, for example, when we come up with a new plant or where we're going to put new employees, the tax system today for a U.S.-based corporation that has significant offshore cash balances, it's actually easier for them to do it offshore, which is not good. It's not good for the U.S. economy. It's not good for U.S. workers, and we'd like to see that changed. The second piece that happens is because we have commitments to give money back to the shareholders, like any good fiduciary responsible company would be, it's actually you take a situation where you might actually take loans in order to give that money back, and actually in some ways create more risk on the balance sheet than you would normally do because of that tax situation.
Now, that's interesting because you did take out a credit line. I'm assuming you've got your shareholders meeting coming up in a couple of weeks. I can only assume, and I know you're not going to comment on this, but I can only assume you're going to announce a big buyback of your stock, and you're going to use the money that you borrowed, not the money of the $31 billion in cash.
I think that's a good example of exactly what I was talking about, where a corporation makes commitments to the shareholders, like we did over the last 2 years, to return significant money back to the shareholders. And one of the situations that you're faced is, do you take it from overseas, pay tax twice on it, or do you take a line of credit in order to do that? And you've seen that in our disclosures.
So if you were to see tax reform where we're not double taxing money from overseas, would you bring more money back to the U.S.?
I think we're like many companies that would actually make it easier to invest in the United States, easier to do more friendly shareholder policies. I think it's something that policymakers should view as pretty easy way to create a stimulus in the economy. We would be very, very much in favor of it.
Now, you just announced